Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast.
Pull it up.
I said a cute chicken.
That's really, I like chicken. I got like chickens on in my house.
Do you? Oh shit. See, I'm knowing. Like,
yeah, you kind of. You got points.
I'm
you got
make
points.
That,
you
I'm
got
make...
points. A cute chicken.
Okay, let me. Do I look fat? No. Okay.
What? Are we worried about that?
No.
I got my corset.
Oh, go get it.
No.
I want it.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah. Somebody else. Yeah, you got a lot. Yeah,
hello
you can do
and
that.
Welcome to.
I tried to subdue my titties because last time you was mad at me.
Man, she stabbed me with her titties. We trying to take a picture.
Damn, Danny.
And I'm learning how to have a filter. Because I need one. Like, I'm too loose. And I was like, goddamn titties. Damn. I mean, Tandy, you gonna just knock me the fuck out?
Tandy's so big, Tandy. God damn it.
And she was like,
do some transformer.
Go.
Falls down.
Big cup.
Into a birthday card.
Damn it, Tandy. Okay, this is going to be hard because Tandy does improv for a living. So, like.
Oh, fun. And a little. No. Yes. Say it. Speak it.
So, like, it's going to be.
Roxy is preaching today.
It's going to be so hard. It's literally going to be like a Robin Williams.
Yes.
But I like it.
Oh, I love it. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So great.
All right. Welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy, the podcast. I am here today. How do you want me to? Do you want to just Tandy? You want
I'm
the whole?
Tandy. All of it. Tandy. My name is. What is my whole? Yeah.
Kone. See, I was there. I wasn't sure. That's she's fancy.
Tandy Kone. That's not my words. That's the West Africans. That's how they want it pronounced.
Fancy the muffa.
Fancy.
I like it.
Thank
so Tandy is. It is no cap, no gas. I always have to start it with that. No cap, no gas. Mm-hmm. Tandy is one of the best improvers that I have ever seen life.
I'll take that.
Tandy is so fucking quick.
Oh.
Tandy's so quick.
Uh-huh.
She's so funny.
Uh-huh.
The voices crack me the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
And just like how she, like, okay, so I'm not just extremely well-versed in improv. You can tell me more. But like, I'm a creep. And so I study people. And I just love how you are able, because I think the issue with a lot of improvers is like they try to over-talk or they try to be the funniest person in the scene. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like you're very good at being able to gauge who you need to be in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, I need to be the louder person in the scene, or I need to be the one that kind of pulls back, or I need to be the straight man.
Right.
And you're able to play all those roles, those different voices, and you do it so fucking quick. I just really be like, this motherfucker is good. She's good.
Thank you.
I'm really happy that I got to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Her improv troupe is called Can't Tell Us Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody about that and that kind of stuff, and we'll introduce it.
Yes, Can't Tell Us Nothing. All black. Improv group here from Houston, Texas. We all met at Station Theater. We took classes there. We're graduates of Station. And I always like to tell the origin story of the troupe. Amici came up to me, and I thought he was trying to holler, so I was really excited.
Hey, what's up?
Like, what? And he was like, hey, Tandy. I was like, hey, boy.
And then he got that British.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Tandy.
Hello, Tandy.
Hey, boy. And he's like, I'm thinking about. I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm thinking about starting an improv troupe. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all black. And I said, shh. You had me at all black. I'm in.
Say less. I'm right
in
there. I would like to say everybody in your improv troupe is attractive.
Yeah. You think I don't know why.
But they all married.
Well, I mean, don't bother me.
Yeah.
But you know, for other people, don't tell everybody because I don't know why people are coming. Maybe they're coming because they got crushes.
Yeah. Hey, keep coming. Buy the ticket.
I know what's going on.
That's where I'm going.
That's what I'm talking about. See, you never know.
I'm like, y'all want some sketches together? But now that everybody's really talented.
Yeah, no, they are.
But and they're really good. Yeah, we've been together. Y'all work together well.
4 years, four almost 5 years doing this. So
an eternity in improv.
In improv, because you know that will dissolve quickly, you know, as soon as it's not fun. But no, we're committed, we love it, and you know, we've gotten a chance to travel, perform LA and New York, UCB,
which is huge.
I know that's a big deal in improv. So we're doing that, and we're still trying to. Our goal is to take over Texas, and then we're gonna go. We're going from there.
Yeah,
so
got it.
We're doing it. And Roxy's one of our favorite people to invite because you inspire such good singers.
Maybe.
You let her come and just tell stories about her life.
Which is great. So that they tell them about the thing you do because that's one of my favorite things that y'all do.
Which one?
Where like you let somebody tell a story.
Yeah.
And then they act out stories based on the story.
Yeah. We take some inspiration from the stories you tell, like you on our radio show a couple of weeks ago.
That shit was hilarious. I need to post that somewhere. Like, I need to get that. Yeah.
You will give me the five.
Because it's so funny.
Her story about the villains, like Disney villains.
That was so funny.
Inspired us to do a villain roast. A Disney villain roast.
That was you and who?
Antoine. Yeah.
And they went back and forth as Jafar and Scar in character roasting each other. And they did it. Like, the scene was only supposed to be like a minute or two. But they went on for like five minutes just because it was so fucking funny.
I love that about you because you're going to bring your strong opinions. There's no pretending in there. Roxy just like, no. I love it. I hate it. I believe in it. It's trash. It's whatever. And then, you know, you just...
I really try to be in the middle. No, you know. I don't know how to do that.
That's not true.
How do you make...
I don't know how you make it. You just keep being you. Like I told you, you're my inspiration.
Just off the hook,
say whatever. Don't care. Just give it to you. And if she like you, she like you. If she don't, she don't. So what?
Because weren't people telling you about me before we met?
Yeah.
I want to know.
But I only heard good stuff.
Okay.
The best part was, like, you know, people were talking about stand-up. And I was like, okay, let me look for a black woman stand-up. I was like, oh, okay, I keep seeing this name. I keep seeing her. Met you, you're real cool. I was like, oh, I like her. Then you did the best thing ever. You sealed the deal between us. When you were asking for people to be on your sketch show, and you oiled up that shirtless man, I was like, I fucks with her.
Can we talk about the other stuff?
That just opened the door.
So me and Tandy.
I'm gonna say Roxy. I like to support Roxy. That's how I'm gonna
so
say.
So Tandy
like
is very Roxy. Supportive,
I'm
and
very
Tandy
supportive.
Is hilarious. So yeah. There was one. At one point, I was needing some income, and so I got involved with an underground male strip club thing. And, like, I know she's going to watch this. I know the lady that does it is going to watch it, but I want to tell her just how unprofessional it was. Like,
I
was trying not to, but, like,
it
was
shit.
Just, like, not even a stripper's, because the stripper's great. Even the show she put together was so good.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I did it twice. The first time, it was okay. It started late, but it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, it was supposed to be a pool party, and they did it. We came to find out that they did the underground strip club at a fucking daycare. They did it at a daycare center. They did it. They had covered it with like paper and like curtains and stuff, and it's supposed to be a pool, but they didn't. Everybody came in their bathing suits.
In a bathing
and stuff,
suit,
and they was like, "My bad, the pool ain't clean." And everybody was like,
"We're in bathing suits."
And so me and Tandy were just talking, having a conversation. I was like, "Is that a motherfucking ABC poster behind it?" And I pulled it back. And I was like, wait a minute.
Oh,
and then I started looking behind the other stuff, and it was just like, your rules for the day and bathroom rules. I was like, this bitch got us in a daycare center People got they dicks out. We're in the day. They eating chips and cookies off these tables, and people was doing like that on them. I was like, yo, I'm done. I cannot do this anymore. I'm laughing. She had just left me a comment because I was like, hey, I'm booking for 2020. Uh-huh. And she's like, you don't respond no way. I'm like, you had us in a daycare center.
You don't fucks with her.
I can't. And then she almost got in a fight afterwards with one of the strippers. So it was just very unprofessional. But the funniest thing was Tandy used to come with her friends. And she had came with this older woman. How old was she?
I can't remember. She's probably in her 50s.
Oh, okay. But she was dressed marmed. Uh-huh. Like school marmly. But the man was putting his dick on her face. Like Tandy had came with like four or five of her like friends, and they looked like professional ladies. Like, oh, we just here for a night out, and the stripper was like, yeah, and that mom shit went. She was like, yes. Oh my god! And so the hardest part of that job was like, I'm on the mic, and like they were like, you have to do commentary, and I'm like, how am I supposed to commentate him putting his dick on her face?
Remember the first show when old boy and that, was it cantaloupe?
Oh, my God.
All I heard was, Tandy, this Roxy on the mic. And there's 30, 40, 50 people in there. She talking to me, Tandy, his dick is, he's fucking the cantaloupe. Oh, God, no. All right, he done slipped and slide into the, oh, shit. I've never seen Tandy.
Right. I'm literally looking at Tandy on the mic. So, this one stripper took the cantaloupe out of his fucking bag, and it had a hole in it, and he filled it with whipped cream, and he proceeds to put it on his erect penis.
Yeah, yeah.
And starts fucking the cantaloupe. Whipped cream was flying everywhere, and the nastiest part was women were fighting to have the cantaloupe. That's a crazy part. Women were like, that's my cantaloupe! Fuck me like that cantaloupe! And I was like, yo, what are standards? Do we not have them anymore? Like,
let me tell you something. You get to a certain age, ain't nothing happening. You know.
Fucking cantaloupe?
Look.
What age is that? Kill me before.
Oh, shut up. You living a life. You know, everybody ain't living the life you living.
I want them to now.
I know you do. But, you know, some people, that's all they got.
You weren't excited about the cantaloupe.
No, I mean, not like that. But, you know, I know. Of course not. That doesn't even make sense to me. But, I mean, to somebody, and I can feel that. But, you see, I got on my bubbly makes me color because cuffing season is coming. And I don't know who's watching this or when she's going to run it. But, you know.
What?
Other things that, you know. I got titties are attached. You got to have conversation, but whatever. I'm just saying, you know, just so I don't have to be excited about already for a cantaloupe. You know,
come cuddle me, treat me. He was fucking the shit out that cantaloupe.
Yeah, that was a good act. Though.
But like, he was really good.
Oh, I never seen
it. It was like the quality. Mm. Like, I would have kept doing it, but like,
yeah. No, I got you. But
I'm sorry,
but Roxy, I like to say Roxy introduced me to that life.
Cause yeah, even after I quit, she was still going.
Shut up! Oh, now that's the part that's gotta be edited up. Come on,
she's still going today. She going tonight. I seen her click going on the damn Facebook event page. You knew when you came.
I know.
Don't be ashamed of the strip club. He's like, I like
them. Dudes go to strip clubs all the time,
and it's not a thing, and they don't get talked about
at all.
If we want to see some dick, we should want to see some dick.
At this age, whatever age I am, I think, you know, performance dick is what I like.
And then they actually dance.
Yeah, they're doing something.
It's an art. Like, right. When you do it right, it is an art.
Right. And then and I want to give money. Yeah. You don't even have to ask me, right? Yeah. And that's the time. I'm like, okay, I will support your act. As opposed to, girl, give me $5. No.
No, dance, motherfucker.
No, there you go. Do something
Chase
for that.
Some dick.
Something. Have something to show. I'm not going to. Anyway, Yeah, so that was it. So that's my Roxy connection. But I like you despite all of that. I mean, thank you for that.
All of the things.
But no, Roxy, you chill people. Oh, I brought you a gift, Roxy.
Oh, shit, I got presents.
I brought you a little something. Yeah.
I'm not a child. But yes, now I'm telling them that because they do like eat that. Uh-huh. First of all, this is how you know this is some real shit. This is the 64-pack. A Crayola. This is not Rose Art, motherfucker. I said 64. I 24. I'm high. This is a 24 pack, which is better than the 6 and the 12. Okay. I have both of those at home.
Okay.
I do not have the 24, because this one usually has the robin's egg blue.
I know.
Oh, does it? No. It has the macaroni color. No, they discontinued macaroni. Don't ask me. Well, yeah, they discontinued. Okay.
I have no
you
concept.
Just, I just bought it because I thought you would like
it. I know
it.
You, yeah.
And, oh, but I do.
I know you like to color when you get, oh, you know, when yeah. you color.
And when then, you color.
And I know you want
oh,
some
shit.
Fresh some fresh
oh,
colors.
Oh, this is dope.
And I just love that.
And it says, shut up, I'm coloring.
That's such a Roxy thing.
Oh, fuck. And I literally say that.
I know. I bet you do.
I said it to my child.
I bet you do. So, yes, I wanted to gift you with something.
Thank you. I'm a girl.
No, don't cry. Don't cry, Roxy. Don't show the people how nice I am. Don't do it.
See, hey. look at all she bring it to the table.
Colors. Conversation. I will use your money to pay other men.
She does barbecue,
to
too.
Yeah. That's right. You came to the house one time. Come on outside, girl. I got to watch this meat. Look here.
Like, who is
what are
this?
You doing?
You have a cigarette? You don't even smoke. You just had it. Yeah, come on outside, girl. Put the meat on the pit.
Let me put my sandals on so the meat will come out.
That's how you know somebody actually cook when they got the sandals on and they call it a pit.
The pit?
Come
that's
on,
right.
Let put my meat on the pit.
It's
oh, she's cooking.
We ain't playing.
She's
Texas.
Cooking
it's
for
Texas.
Real.
Yeah.
So how'd you get into improv?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm just having fun.
You know what? I was a bad marriage and a stressful job. I needed an outlet.
That's crazy. That's usually how it's something fucked up.
Isn't
it terrible?
That's terrible.
It is.
You know, you only know what you know when you know it, and you can't go back.
I like
so
that.
I used to say, man, I should have pursued the arts earlier. Man, I should have, because you know, I came up in a time when you told black people you want to be an actor or actor. Like my mama
ain't
said.
No money in
that's
that.
That's right. You better try to be a doctor and then buy an acting studio. Why would I spend 12,
so
13, 15
long.
Years being a doctor? Why wouldn't I just go do the thing? But, you know, back then, it wasn't like it is
today.
You didn't
have
any outlets. You didn't have, you know, black women, Shonda Rhimes and all these other people, you know, being at the forefront. So, you know, back then, that was almost like a pipe dream. Yeah. So, okay, but I let that pass, and I did what everybody said I was supposed to do, half-assedly. I did that. But,
You half-assedly became a nurse?
No, yeah, kinda. That wasn't, I didn't go to school for that. You don't want to know my journey. We're not even gonna.
We'll talk about that later.
One day, I mean, it is what it is. And, but I found nursing quite stressful. That's probably the first job I ever had that made me cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is. And you're dealing with people and patients and doctors that are assholes and just other people's personalities.
And it's so much. And then I was in a terrible marriage at the
time.
Terrible?
What are you?
It was terrible.
Oh, shit.
It was terrible. And I needed an outlet or somebody was going to get hurt. And
oh,
so I thought I wanted to do stand-up. So I started with stand-up. But, you know, going to open mics, you ain't coming home till like 2, 3 in the morning. I remember cops stopping me. On the road, coming back home, I live in Sunnyside.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, I get in the house and everybody in the bed. And I remember my ex at the time was like, hey, when is this comedy shit going to end?
Oh, my.
Right. And I was like, as soon as you're no longer the biggest joke in my life.
Ooh.
And,
oh.
And then I let it go. But anyway, so I was like, okay, now I got to find something that's going to let me do some comedy. But between the hours 8 and 10.
Gotcha.
And
so yeah, and that's not
I found improv. Right, yeah.
Which is
not,
dope.
Yeah, and so I found improv and, you know, started with station and stuck with it. And I think I really got better at it with Can't Tell Us Nothing. There's something about that shared cultural understanding.
Yeah,
that,
you can
that
play
helps,
off of each
thank
other.
You.
And
helps with your timing, your references, your everything.
And you
and
get
so,
each other, yeah.
Yeah, and with them, I was like, oh, yeah, this is what it's supposed to feel
so
like. This
so
is
good.
Great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's and like I said, like y'all are so good.
Oh,
y'all are
thanks.
Really, really good. So I'm going to ask this. What's like something difficult that you find about like just doing improv or just doing it, period?
The only difficult thing I think we all found is when the audience isn't really, like, genuine and when they're not really participating. We start our scene, our set, rather, off with a question. We usually ask people, like, what is something you, something you. And sometimes people don't want to be introspective and say stuff about themselves. So we figured out the recipe. Okay. Now we ask people to tell us about other people. Tell us something stupid you saw your neighbor do.
Yeah.
Oh, they give they, you all
go get
the
to
information.
Snitching.
Oh, man. And so they're really into it and they're really invested. So once the audience is there, you got it. After that, but if you have an audience that's like, or they make up stuff, tell us something that, you know,
and
was important
stupid.
To you. When my father gave me my first pornography magazine. Bitch, what? Nobody. Who went there with that? And so how are you going to ask more questions about something you're lying about?
Yeah.
And so then they're looking at you like this and you looking at them like that.
Get your stupid ass out of here.
We out of here. Y'all not good enough for the chip we got.
How dare you? You don't deserve. But I've been feeling like that sometimes too. Like when the audience tries to, sometimes they try to be funny.
Yeah.
Like sit your stupid ass down.
Yeah.
Audience. If you're in the audience, you're not funnier than the people who do it for years. Because if you were funnier, then you would be doing it. And it's okay to sit in the audience and just be an observer. Because that's what the audience is. You're being an observer. Like, I can't imagine going to a play and, like, watching the play and being in the audience like, to be or not to be. While they, like, reciting the lines while they doing it and shit. Trying to act better than the actors. Like, shut the fuck up and watch. And if I'm talking to you, engage. But if you don't want to engage, don't try to be funnier than me.
What's the point of that?
You're not.
No.
I do this. I practice this at home.
I think they just want to shake people up. They just want to be noticed.
But it's like, get your stupid ass. Then go to an open mic.
That's all
you
gotta do.
Go practice it yourself then. But also, they don't want to put the work into it.
And I went to a couple of open mics, and that just really made me respect the people who do this and do it well so much more.
But I feel like that with improv.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Because what the difference between improv and stand-up?
Completely different.
Yes. Is that you, or by you, I mean a stand-up comedian, you practice this thing so that it seems like it's naturally flowing out of you, right? I mean, there's some things you
kind of rude.
But you practice it so that it feels and seems natural, like you didn't work on it. But improv, we practice so hard so that it seems like it's scripted.
I want to try improv, but I get too hyper. What?
I'm like, you'd be good. I think it would take some retraining your mind to like always look for the punchline, because a lot of what is not just what you say that's funny, it's what you do that's
your
funny.
Your body and stuff like that and how to interact with the team. So I do want to try it.
Yeah.
Just kind of like you said, like I like to see, because I did in high school, but that shit don't count. That's completely.
That's my other favorite scene when you were like, I didn't think I like improv until I saw black people do. I mean, because, the white boys, they're like, oh, I'm a dragon. But that gave us the best scene in the world.
I had went, so the first time I saw Tandy, it was a group that went before them, and I cannot remember their name, but they were doing a scene, and they were like, I'm on a canoe! There's a dragon! And I'm like, come on, man! The fuck is this? And I was trying, and see, this is why I miss my brother being down here, because, like, legitimately, I need a wrangler. Like, I need a wrangler, because I was like,
was he at that show? The first time I met you,
He was high in the corner like this.
Yes.
And then he was sleeping in the back in the green room.
Yes, I did meet your brother.
He was not supposed
to
even be in there, I don't think. People be forgetting he in there because he's so chill.
Yeah.
And it's always funny when people see me and my brother because we're completely.
I forgot that was your brother until just now.
He'd be like,
it sure was. I did meet him.
Okay. He's like, shut the fuck up. You're their guest. They suck. He's like, that's not for you to say. I know we suck. Shut the fuck up. Come in these people. They invite me here. Yeah.
Guess.
You don't say. You say they suck when you get in the car. I'm like, he's like, they know they suck. Bro, they suck, bro.
They don't know they suck.
He's like, just shut the fuck up. They don't know they suck. That's why I get mad.
But, you know, it's also a community, you know. It's not just a thing you do to be great. It's like, oh, we have fun together.
It's like, can you have fun and be funny?
Yeah. Can you have a community and make me laugh?
Can you try? Yeah.
Take all my stuff. I can't.
Well, I've been doing a Marie Kondo folding technique.
So, yeah.
Yo, that shit works.
It really works.
Yeah, man. I've been getting packing cubes, too.
Yeah.
That shit works. The packing cubes, and you put all that shit, and it, like, basically, damn near vacuum seals it.
Oh, wow.
And you put a whole lot of shit in there and zip that bitch up. I fit, like, a week and a half, 2 weeks worth of clothes, and I got big ass feet.
Uh-huh.
Three pairs of shoes in a backpack. That backpack. I got from Target. And it fits under the seat.
Oh, yeah, because you know spirit. I figured out with spirit. You don't mess with them. You just, that's the one to play. You go sit down and shut up.
Don't ask them shit. And you want some water? No!
I saw this, because, you know, I'm like, I don't care. You know, it's cheap. I don't really need anything. Spirit can't be that bad. Yeah. Somebody pushed the button before the flight went up. The flight attendant turned around and did this.
Like that? The fuck y'all like, want?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me, ma'am.
Did you see, if you look in the food, do you see they serve ramen noodles on that shit?
Yes! I'm like, why is this on the menu?
Who is eating hot soup in the air?
And I see somebody ordering too. I was like, you look stupid. That's how they look.
And it's $6.
Yeah,
it's
$6 for some ramen noodles.
For some ramen noodles on.
Don't you ask for shit.
How you eating hot soup?
Turbulence. That reminds me of us. We were trying to go to some after-hours place to get some food, and it was a strip club, Lord have mercy. Walk in, ask them what they got. You know, think they got some nachos or some shit. Well, we got some jambalaya.
Fucking jambalaya
in the strip club.
Yeah, I'm going to need that hot soup. Give me that. I want some soup, some crackers. Take it off, girl.
I don't want to eat with a spoon.
We need a spoon. At the strip club.
That's so... Why does that seem so dirty?
Is that right? Exactly.
Y'all did not wash this.
Why?
Wait, please do the plain eating the soup again.
Are you eating hot soup on the plane? That's crazy as hell. That's the one place you don't want stuff to spill.
Ow.
Your food should be solid and fit together easily. You got some loose strands. I'm so mad at that.
You look stupid.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
But you know.
Wait, please do it one more
time. Ow.
Yeah, you look stupid as fuck.
But that's
what
why
they was looking.
Because you never know. That shit.
And I was trying to figure out why I was so mad. That's why I'm laughing right now. Because I'm like. It's because they was looking stupid as fuck. Yes. Why are you doing
what are you doing?
And I was just imagining just throwing your dumb ass on.
Sitting next to somebody. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Let me get that little piece of carrot off your thigh.
I didn't know it was going to spill.
You didn't know.
You didn't?
We all know.
Everybody saw that. That's why.
Because they filled it to the brim, and then they be filling it to the brim.
I know.
And then I seen them go in the bathroom to get the water. I'm like, bitch, you drinking hot water, airplane, ramen noodles, and you paid $6 with a card.
See, which made me think, like, the only problem with my idea that I have is that I got to figure out how to get it onto the plane, but you get one of them, like, Lenny jackets from Good Times, my name is Lenny. Oh. I got ramen soup, a plenty.
You gonna be up in that bitch talking
selling it for $2?
Hey, if they sell it for $6,
I'll undercut
that. And then they still gotta pay $2 for the hot water, but it's still $4.
I can't do everything.
That's still,
I can't do everything.
You still cut off $2. I was so high one day, I done spent $20 on a cheese plate.
How do you feel about yourself?
So mad. I got off the plane like, my dumb ass.
Look how you looking at yourself. Look how.
I bought a cheese. It was literally like a cheese plate, a muffin, and some water. And I was like, you spent $20. Mm-hmm. That was a dub. That was two rims of weed.
And here's the problem. You know they don't take cash.
No, you got to use a card.
So when you look at your statement, you got to revisit this stupid shit you did.
They charge you to print your ticket.
Yes.
They charge you $10.
You spirit don't play. You sit down and you shut up. What do you want? You
bought Teddy, you'll be laughing at that for 2 days.
You should be. Fuck you go. Eat some soup on the plane. Turbulence. There's no plan turbulence. It just happens.
It just happens.
How you know?
Look at dumb.
I'm sorry, baby. You going to a wedding? All right, I didn't mean to get you dirty.
I got mad last time. I had just flew Spirit. That's why it's so funny. I get very irritated when people do or say stupid things, and it's hard for me and to be in public, I'm realizing, because I really don't have a filter, and I'm trying to be like, hey, you're a person, you're human, so just don't say anything. But like sometimes I legit can't not say anything. And so we're on the plane and it's a guy behind me, and it's like late, and this is the day I was in Vegas for 6 hours in layover, and I had just flew to LA, and I had two layovers, one in Denver, one in Vegas, to get to LA. Okay. So and I had flew back the next day. So I was already tired and irritated. I know that was part of it. And the guy behind me, he's like, these chairs don't sit back. There's no space. There's no space. And $3 for water. He's like audibly saying this shit. And I'm just sitting there like, yo, chill. Don't say nothing. That's not your business. Don't say shit. It's not your business. He's like, why don't these chairs lean back? And I was like, you don't spirit, bitch. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But then somebody next to me was like,
and cut. Beautiful commercial. Can you add a little bit more anger to that bitch?
Yo, I'm putting this in my phone. We're making that a sketch.
We love that. You're on spirit, bitch.
You're spirit.
That's our tagline.
I'm legit writing that sketch. Spirit. That would be wonderful.
I love it.
That's going to be the commercial.
If they didn't care, they could make that in their commercial.
Spirit, bitch.
Spirit, bitch.
Spirit Airlines.
Spirit, I love it. That's what it feels like. But I ain't mad at your cheap flights. I'm going to keep on riding.
And that's the thing. I'm like, if you pay $50 for a round trip ticket, you're going to get $50 worth of shit.
Yeah.
Don't bring your Southwest flying ass on Spirit acting uppity. Like, you know what this is.
Bringing two bags. Like, you like the Griswolds going on vacation.
What the fuck you think this is?
Yeah, get you a backpack.
Get you a
Marie Kondo, fold it up.
$30. Fold that bitch up. I want to show you. She be folding the shit. I got Maya doing that shit. Maya was like, oh my God, Mom, this is so great. It's wonderful. Mm. You do well. Now I'm mad again, God damn it. You're a spirit, bitch. How dare you?
Well, I'm so sorry that I let you down on the on the anime front. No, I don't know shit about anime.
It's fine.
I know, but it sounds like that's the lick, though, because at last... guest you had in here, he was talking about his wife in an anime jacket and all this attention.
Oh,
yeah. See, I'm wearing this cuddly, bubbly shit. I need to go give me one.
Some anime. Yo,
give
okay.
me some of that.
So, anime, dudes that watch anime love titties. Oh. Because it's a big thing in anime. You see how crazy they were going? Like, it's anime is all about titties.
Oh.
They don't care. They don't care your age. They don't care none of that shit. Wait, nothing. Mm-hmm. Know how you look. They really don't give a fuck. If you got titties out, you can have them. You can have no face. Legit. And just be up in there.
A show? No face titty.
Is it no face? That should be a show. No face titty. Right. Let me put that in my phone. That's another sketch. No face titty. The anime. That
the anime. Like,
but they will watch it.
Yes, of course.
It's just a woman bouncing around, going through life. It's titties are the lick in anime.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
Tanny, I'm going to take you to a con.
I know, I saw that. I told you I'm a cosplay as Marshall Warfield, as the bailiff in my court. Slick it down on the side. Sit down over there.
And they would love it. Like, it's so crazy. Like, because you see the popular characters and whatever. But when somebody's doing something, like, obscure, they loved. People would, that's a motherfucker from Night Court. Like, they literally would point and yell at you. And be like, that's the motherfucker from Night Court. And they're going to be taking a picture. You literally be like.
I didn't, I thought cosplay had to do with like specific anime or whatever.
It doesn't have to.
It's just anything.
Yeah, anything you want. It literally means costume play.
I see.
You can dress up. What was the one I just seen? Oh, man. People be dressing up like, I be seeing people cosplay as a building. Like somebody cosplay as the building the con was in. And people loved it.
Wow.
It was just like, it can be anything that you want it to be. And it's just because it's really just showing off your creativity.
Yeah. That's what I like.
And it's kind of freeing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just to, in that moment, you're that character.
Man,
and it's fun. We're going.
That's it. What if I just, like, that'll be a whole different life.
It is.
You got children. I was about to say, trying to think about my kids, like, if they got teased, your mom in the cosplay? Like, how they going to handle that? But
they ain't going to give a fuck.
They don't care?
Nah. Because now, like, the great thing about, like, geek culture becoming Mormon, you kind of do what the fuck you want.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, kids like when their parents are popping. You know, it makes them feel important. Because I always think about that. Like, I don't want people making fun of Maya. You know, like, Maya be like, my mama cool. Y'all mama don't know what this anime. My mom knows what this anime. Your mom, like, it's cool that I know the stuff. So, like, it'll be fine. Especially with your daughter and shit. Like, my mom's cool.
Girl, wait a minute. Why she's telling me about having a little battle with her friend? Oh, no, these kids. Anyway,
they annoying.
And she said the girl told her, that's why your mama fat and she ugly.
What?
And so Chenora said, and I showed her, I pulled up her mama's picture on Instagram, and I pulled up my mama's post. Why your mama only got 6 likes? Look at my mama's likes. She got over 200 likes on this picture. Now, which one?
I was like, dang.
Social media facts to back your argument.
I got evidence.
Evidence.
Your ugly ass mama.
My mama got 200.
6 likes ain't shit.
Now, which one is that? But then she said that I couldn't keep a man. And so,
I ain't do none of that, girl.
But then I was like, you know, but does she have some tips?
Yeah, like, look, she help me since she knows so goddamn much. Always sucks, like, when you, because they get into it, because they can't insult, they only got so many, so they try to talk about your mama.
Right.
And it's always funny when your kids get back cool with them. Like, nah, fuck that little bitch talking about my videos wasn't popping.
Come over here. Ain't that the little girl that said
and you was
keep
talking
my
shit?
Ain't that the girl? What you want to go to a birthday party? You want me to take you?
You got me fucked up.
Me? The ugly mama? You can't keep a man? I'm going to drive you. I'm going to take you to that party? Oh, okay, that's cool. And then me and her mama, we're going to have a picture off?
Yeah.
We're going to see how many people
who look
picture.
Better?
We just show up to the birthday party, and the mama just, how you doing? Get ready, bitch. We finna walk this. Are you not ready? Lights. My own shit. Step into
work. Oh, my God. Why I can't tell me?
The little girl like, it's just my 12th birthday.
Fuck your birthday. You should have thought about that shit before you call me fat and ugly. When I fuck your daddy, who can't keep a man? Call me stepmama Tanny.
There you go. I'm going to have all the kids. Oh, and that's improv.
Can you please do the soup one more time? I'm sorry. It's still.
It's your stupid head. So mad. And ramen, of all the things.
It's so salty.
It don't eat
Why
simple.
Why would you eat that salty shit when water is $10? So you just spent $16 be sitting.
I think John, when he was spirit back, John ate like a bag of peanuts or some popcorn or some shit.
Oh, he got on the plane. Pop shit.
And we had like a 7-hour, like it was a delay for like 6 hours. He was like, man, we on the plane, hour 2. Sinead ate them peanuts. Sinead did popcorn. Like, yeah, now that you want to buy some water.
You have to buy that shit for $5, $10.
You know, I'm surprised there are not more stories of people getting sick drinking the water in the bathroom.
Is that? Because I was like, do y'all always do that? And y'all just like, these broke bitches drinking ramen. Because they half bottle water.
Yeah, for
sure. And I was like, did nobody else see her going in
the bathroom? That is so funny.
I see her going in the bathroom.
Yeah, just note to self, don't bottle ramen.
But you shouldn't anyway. Even if she did.
Or the cheese plate. Bring your own food.
Man, I did, and I was high, and I ate it, and I was still hungry. I was like, that shit's good. Give me that cheese plate.
Man, they get you.
And it ain't rude. They like the Walmart of the skies. Uh-huh. It's real.
They ain't playing at all.
You want a cheese plate? Ooh, I did.
She turned around like, who did it?
Who the fuck pressing buttons? We ain't even left yet. That's me, I swear to God.
I'm good. It wasn't me.
Where's the airbags?
I'm sitting here. It wasn't me.
They had me in the aisle by the exit. Uh-huh. And they asked, you know, are you able-bodied? I was like, man, if you don't move me from over here, hell no, I'm not about to help these broke motherfuckers.
Well, you wouldn't help broke people live? Yeah. You don't want to help rich people?
Yes.
Why?
Because I feel like broke people going to be like... No cooth.
No cooth with your broke ass. Why you broke?
I'm helping your broke ass. You ain't following procedure.
People trying to live. Stay on there. Don't you even get on
get it. Get your broke ass back.
Get your feet off. Get your feet off these things.
This is people with dreams. But they're not going to follow the rules. Like, I just know y'all not going to follow the rules. It's a single file.
You want them to follow the rules?
Yeah, like y'all not about to be jumping over me. Because you paid $72.50 and we're going down. Like, I'm not even. I got to tell you one more spirit story.
Yeah.
This is the last time I was on. Like, it was like fucking 12 in the morning. Mm-hmm. 1 in the morning. I'm tired. I had already been in Vegas. And it was a pretty empty. So I was like, okay, good. I get to go to sleep this time. They going to sit me on the roll with this young Caucasian woman. Who it was her first time flying. She had an anxiety of flying. And I was too tired to even ask to move. I was just like, I'm just going to sleep. She's like, what's that sound mean? Are we going down? Are we going down? And I was like, is this an improv sketch? And I said out loud, I'm like, is this an improv sketch? Yeah, what is she doing? She's like, why don't we have our seatbelts on yet? And I was like, we ain't left yet. And I was like, so tired. I was like, we have not left. We don't have to put your seatbelt on yet. And she was like, she's like, I'm like, this is my first time getting on a plane. I should took my medicine. And I was like, fuck, bruh. And then I really wanted to get up, but like, I hate sometimes like not being a piece of shit because I was like, bruh, somebody else gonna sit here and like make her feel bad. And I'm let me just sit here so I can we no. good. I just kept, you're good. And I kept falling asleep. Who was that? I'm like,
yo, spirit, bitch. And cut. This is beautiful. This is absolutely wonderful. This is what we're looking for in our spirit commercial. Not only do we have the people who don't know what to do on the plane, we've got the people who don't know how our seats work, but you're on spirit, bitch, just really encapsulates exactly our spirit.
I hope you're okay, Megan. That was her name. Megan, I hope you're okay. Pope, baby. Every time I woke up, she was...
Oh, fuck.
Good. I'm just gonna be telling everybody your spirit, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a commercial. I just gave him an idea.
No, we editing that. We right. We making that. That's our shit. We have a pitch meeting. So.
Pitch meeting. Picture it. Your airline. 7 foot tall gentleman gets on, looking for the seat to go back. What does he say?
You're on spirit, bitch.
That would be great if you were American or Delta. Okay, we really wanna.
Y'all spirit, bitch!
Yes, that's exactly what. I don't know what you call that.
Black?
Or whatever. Yes, that's it. That's it. I didn't wanna say it because that's improv.
I can say it. Yeah, I'm gonna do improv with you. This would be fun.
Yes! Oh, I can't wait to do the all ladies improv troupe.
When's that?
I don't know. Whenever I get enough ladies. Whenever enough ladies are like finished with improv training.
I put my toe in there.
Put your toe in.
I put my toe in. I add another thing.
Oh yeah.
I want to do as much shit as I can. I know. I know. I need to chill. But I just like to learn shit, and it's cool to like. Oh, I have another thing to do. I'm sad because we're about to have to rap. I'm having fun.
So much fun.
You gotta come back.
I will. We're definitely
gonna do it again.
Oh, and then you gotta have another time. You gotta have all of us back.
Yes.
So we can just
Oh, that's gonna have to be a 4-hour episode.
Yeah, and then we'll have to improvise with you on that episode.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and get Can't Tell Us Nothing. So where can they find you and Can't Tell Us Nothing?
You can find Can't Tell Us Nothing on, you can like our Facebook page. We're on Instagram _CTUN_. We're on Twitter. Follow us, because I just be tweeting stuff and nobody.
I got you. We're gonna get you some more. And it'd be funny.
Oh, I'm going to tell you my exciting story about Twitter. Because, you know, nobody ever responds to anything. I just send stuff out and they'll be like, no. Okay, so I love the Sherman. Are you watching Sherman Showcase and or Southside?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know Diallo Riddle and...
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so... Amber Ruffin tweeted out.
Oh, shit.
Because they were on the late night show. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, my God, of all the nights to fall asleep and miss late night, love Sherman Showcase. And they both responded.
Oh,
and
shit.
I think Diallo Riddle was like, it's on YouTube. But glad you got that rest, though. I was like, yeah!
We're
friends now. Forever friends. But, yes, you can follow Cantor on Twitter. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have a radio show on 92 Kales every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. We invite a guest and we talk to that guest and then get them to inspire some scenes. We got a show coming up tonight, but by the time this
they'll have another one by the time it's
aired. Yeah, there'll be another one. So listen out. And then we have we also do a podcast, which is just going to be the radio show on Mockingbird Network, and you can listen to Roxy's once we get those loaded up. You can listen to Roxy podcast. I think we have two with you.
Yeah, because I like Roxy. Keep coming back. It's so Roxy. Fun because y'all are so fun. Yeah, it's just fun, Roxy. And I like to work with people that I actually like.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
I know cuffing season though. Don't forget.
Yeah, don't forget.
Run this in the wintertime. I don't know how long it's gonna take me to get cuffed up. Bubbly. But yeah, it don't even take bubbly
Tandy,
either.
We should do like a dating thing.
Finally, you gonna finally get this shit right.
Hell yeah, we gonna make it pop. Tandy's looking for a man. Follow Tandy. You gotta be the right to. I'll interview him because you know.
There
I get
you go.
It.
That's what's gotta happen.
Like, how much money you got, motherfucker? Yeah, that's my first question. Okay, I'm gonna interview him.
What that dick do though?
Yeah. But before we go, thank you so much for joining us here. Bedtime Vision with Roxy, the podcast. But before we go, can't do the soup one more time. I know it's like rule of three. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
That shit's so, so funny. It's still funny. It's still funny. They gonna be like, that shit not funny no more. I don't give a fuck. That is hilarious.
Only for you, Roxy. Only for you.
I'm gonna make you a gift for that. And just be like, thank you. Join us next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.